Mark's doing 5 minutes of overdrive here today. The whole world is accelerating towards wider war, and it's not a mistake that's happening during the Depression. That's being done as a political diversion. They're hyping the daylights out of domestic terror attacks, and that pro-patriot, pro-liberty people work with Al-Qaeda. I mean, that's like saying that LeBron James loves Cleveland. I mean, it is a fraud, and it doesn't matter. They're getting ready, and they're going to go ahead with all this. We're here trying to warn people as best we can. And, folks, you're not going to just sit out of this and not have it affect you. This is being done so the mega banks can rob the daylights out of you. So this means things are only going to get worse. We tried to stop it. We still might be able to, but I doubt it. At least people are going to hear the truth when all this stuff unfolds and know that we tried to warn them. Chris, we got about 4 minutes left. You've got the floor. You're a former special operations, now a contractor. You're saying that everything, and that's just classic with somebody who's real, you know, just saying, well, what you said is accurate, but not wanting to, not wanting to come out himself and say it. But what else are you being told? I mean, this is illegal, and it doesn't mean they still couldn't try to go after folks for talking about it, but it is illegal what's going on, and Congress is moving to try to block this, but they better move fast. So they're planning to start slow like they always do and then build it up and tell us it's not a war. What else can you tell us?
It's not just Libya right now. There's a lot of other things going on, and that was a part of certain things going on that may come to light within the next 6 months or so. But
is that Yemen, or is that people inside Iran?
Can't say, but you're good. You're accurate on that. What we're doing right now is leading up to, I guess you can say, World War III. They're not calling it a war in my job field, but they are calling it just an occupation, or over there doing a specific job, and that's it. Don't talk about it. We weren't allowed to listen to your show, and I actually was woken up by you maybe 7 months ago.
Really? So you're not allowed to listen to my show?
No, we're not.
So what, you were in a foreign country or in country and people got caught listening to it?
This was in country and overseas, Afghanistan.
And what did they say? You don't listen to that traitor?
Pretty much we were blocked from the website. We were not allowed to access your website and get information from it.
But what's their story? How do they describe me?
It's pretty much just propaganda or hatred. And I didn't believe it, so I checked it out for myself and like, well, this guy actually is right, but I guess they're using the same tactics that they use on Americans today. It's just
that's the same stuff they use on third world people. Look, here's the deal. When the history books are written, it's going to be known America was taken over by traitors. I want my private property. I want my guns. I don't want to give $27 trillion to a bunch of offshore crooks, and I don't want to go take over countries for oil companies. And it's that simple, and I'm an American. And the fact that I don't want to go through all the stuff I've had to deal with this, but the people in government that tell you that, I mean, and were they telling you that with a straight face? Do those guys actually believe what they're saying?
Oh, yes. You'd pretty much get in trouble if you were caught listening to it or accessing the website.
And they would say that guy's a hater of America, basically?
Pretty much, yes. And I recently left the military and got into paramilitary contracting and saw the things that were going on in that job field and decided I couldn't do it anymore. I'm married and had a kid on the way, and it just wasn't the lifestyle that I wanted to live anymore. So
got out. What are you going to do when they start blowing stuff up and blaming it on us? I hope folks will stand up for me when they kill me.
Oh, yeah. I will, Alex. I mean, the whole 9/11, and, that's a whole different story itself, but like I said, I love your show. You're 100% accurate on everything you say. And
we got a quick question. What about AFRICOM? Is there a big move into Africa?
Alex, we've been there for the past 6 years.
Yep. All right. God bless you. Try to get back in soon. We need to do whole shows where we talk to the military. God bless you, my friend. Please spread the word. We've got a Nazi Germany situation on our hands.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world. Government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know the surveys were made in Texas as to whether it should leave the Union and become an independent nation? It was taken after Governor Rick Perry said Texas might have to leave the United States because of Obama's illegal socialization of America. Republicans, Democrats, and independents answered the questionnaire, as well as private citizens. 6.1 million said Texas would be better off by leaving the United States. We'd like to help you understand these world events in the light of Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Thank you for joining us, my friends. It is Wednesday, the 15th day of June 2011. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. We're going to be talking to economist and historian Webster Griffin Tarpley at the middle of the next hour, the bottom of the next hour, breaking down the incredible economic developments, the fact that the communist Chinese have openly said that the United States is already defaulting on its global debt, and that is the truth, by dollar devaluation and the beginnings of hyperinflation and all of the other just earth-shaking economic developments that are taking place thanks to the private Federal Reserve that hijacked this nation 97 years ago, all of their policies meant to transfer power and wealth from the middle class to the offshore banking cartel, now coming home to roost. That is coming up. We'll talk to the former head of Pakistani intelligence, who was the big hero in the U.S. in the 1980s, fighting the Russians alongside the CIA. General Hamid Ghul, now called by London Guardian and others, the real leader of Al-Qaeda. Yes, the real leader of the Easter Bunny Corps. He will be joining us coming up in T-minus 25 minutes from now. Okay, the Drudge Report is again top-linked to us on the right-hand side under an image of the Homeland Security Chief, Janet Napolitano. And we've got this report also up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com by Paul Joseph Watson. TSA security exercise covers 3 states, 5,000 miles. And in this detailed report, Watson goes over the entire history of the TSA in the last 9 years since they created these uniform security forces, and their own admissions and plans to be at every shopping mall, every public school, every highway with giant mobile trucks. And they're now purchasing the big mobile X-ray trucks. And, of course, 2 years ago in Tennessee, they set up checkpoints, and the governor came out and said, you can't set up checkpoints with the Army and National Guard with you and shut down whole highways and search people without warrants. And the TSA, and we had state reps on from Tennessee to cover it, told the governor to go jump in the lake, to go fly a kite, just sit down and shut up, basically. And they expanded it. And it was going on in four states at the time, but it was only Tennessee that stood up and spoke out. It was in that Tennessee whole sector and the three states adjoining it. And here is the report. I think the TSA was just restricted to airports. Think again. If you're still living under the delusion the TSA is just restricted to airports, then think again. A joint Viper security exercise involving military personnel has Transportation Security Administration workers, they're the commanders, covering 5,000 miles and three states in this new drill, illustrating once again how the TSA is turning into a literal occupying army for domestic repression in America. And remember Obama during the campaign saying we need a domestic security force just as big, just as strong as our military. And then you saw 2 months ago where the TSA announced that because they're in control of the federal program, that the thousands of firemen, police, and medical workers, the heroes of 9/11, the government told them the air was safe to breathe. And, of course, now we know they knew it was deadly, but were told a lie. Christina Todd Whitman, but that's a side issue. More lying by this criminal so-called government, that they have to go through an anti-terror database to be given approval every time they access the new government medical card. And the TSA has stated under Ridge, back when he was the head of Homeland Security, that to have a job, you'll have to have TSA federal approval through the Threat Fusion Centers. So I'm going to be breaking all of this down. We have a special report I put together covering the full spectrum of this. We're going to play that special report here in just a moment that has all the news clips woven into it. But here's another report. Again, USA Today reported on this a few months ago, but CNN News reports today, union wants mailmen to thwart terror attacks. And we'll come back after this special report and get into how every federal employee is basically being turned into a spy. But they don't stop there. Cable workers, phone repair people, carpet cleaners, all being turned into a Stasi force, but they're not looking for Muslim terrorists, as we're told on the surface. It's all about gun owners, libertarians, domestic terrorists, as we're called. Real Americans translates terrorist, according to the terrorists that run our country, not our government, foreign offshore banks. Break the paradigm. Wake up. Save the republic. Here is part of the special report. The full report is at InfoWars.com. Here it is. From the InfoWars.com news desk. My friends, for more than 9 years, we have chronicled the federal government's giant, unconstitutional, 10th Amendment-violating power grab that is the TSA. More than 8 years ago, I read federal documents and also witnessed the head of Homeland Security, Tom Ridge, admit that in America, to have a job, to drive a car, to have a driver's license, to be able to travel anywhere or go to a national park, that you would need federal approval as a, quote, trusted traveler. Over 2 million Americans are now on the no-fly list. They're expanding it to a no-gun-buy list. No jury, no judge, no conviction. You're just put on these lists. Now the TSA and Homeland Security, along with Chuckie Schumer, are pushing a no-travel list on trains, buses. Homeland Security has come out and announced that they're going to have TSA at checkpoints on major highways, not just bus terminals and train stations. This is all a strategic rollout in the name of security. Why, everyone must be safe everywhere, and it's the federal government's job to stick their hands down your pants, your children's pants, your wife or husband's pants, and to grab your wife and children's genitals in the name of safety. This is all about training you to accept total tyranny. There's been a big new development. A federal judge out in Santa Fe, New Mexico, ruled that the TSA needed to run security at the schools and at school proms to make sure that the school officials, the authorities, not the servants, were carrying the searches out properly. That's right, a group of people who, outside of law and federal jurisdiction, have been caught stealing money from people, who've been caught engaged in pedophilia, who put you through the naked body scanners and then grope one-year-old babies and six-year-old girls. They are now going to certify your local police and private security and say, hey, we're the federal government, and we say you can stick your hands down people's pants at the prom. Now, they announced out in Santa Fe, New Mexico, that last Saturday they would be there a few days ago, sticking the hands down the pants. But for some reason, the TSA backed off and didn't show up. But never fear, they had the state police there groping people. So the message is this: you're not allowed to congregate anywhere in Land of the Free, Home of the Brave, unless federally approved goons are there groping you.
No TSA agents at one Santa Fe prom tonight, despite a federal judge's ruling saying there had to be.
Santa Fe District Superintendent Bobby Gutierrez says instead of TSA agents, the court is allowing them to use state police for this evening.
This is the new America. They want in your personal space. They want to prepare you with these federal grants for the police to take blood at warrantless DWI checkpoints, to have forced inoculations on children outside of law, as they got caught a few years ago doing with elementary school students, and the flu inoculations. It is the antithesis of freedom. It is 180-degree polar opposite from any basic liberty. And it sells the idea that if you give up your liberty, the government's going to keep you safe. This is a huge power grab. It's a federal power grab. And it's wrong, and it's becoming absurdist, so ridiculous, it's hard to even believe the headlines. TSA to oversee searches at Santa Fe prom. And then a few days later, no TSA agents at prom, despite court ruling. What are federal courts doing saying, by God, we need to make sure these searches of the kids are being done properly. Let's send in our crack teams of TSA agents to grope their genitals. Doesn't matter how many states pass laws against this, the feds say it's their prerogative to do it. Why do we even have states then if the feds claim there's no 10th Amendment? How did Land of the Free, Home of the Brave get to the point where the TSA, under a federal court ruling, is saying they're the great arbiters of security and that they have to have a TSA representative at a school prom to make sure the searches are done properly and everybody's safe? This is a monopoly on security, a monopoly on reality, and it makes no sense. No one can keep you totally safe. No one can wave a magic wand and ensure nothing will ever happen to you. But that's what the nanny state is pushing. Well, who protects us from the cops killing us with tasers? Who protects us from the cops throwing homeless people out of wheelchairs and slamming their head in the ground? Who protects us from tyranny of the state? That's always been the big threat. But in this bizarre 1984 world, the federal judge said, well, there's been complaints about kids being groped at school, so we'll send the TSA as the experts to teach them how to do it. That's like saying, hey, you know, this guy beat his wife, so let's send a serial killer to teach him how to really deal with her. You know, he'll chop her head off. Federal goons are there to run the frisking of high school students? Now, the TSA backed down this time. They said because, you know, they couldn't get their people in line, and so the state police did it. The point is, they're going to be back, and this is being rolled out everywhere. It's up to us to say no.
Security consultant David Bohm says the future could include security checkpoints entering all soft targets, like your local department store.
Every day, millions of Americans come to places like this.
Crowds of people. Open doors. Arrivals, departures.
It's the sort of security we've seen a lot of since 9/11. Now, here at the bus station.
Teaming up to keep your family safe.
You guys came off the train, right?
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's UTOPIA Silver, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
You've heard Alex Jones talk about eFoods Direct and their highly nutritious long-term storable food. Believe me, it tastes great. Order any three of their qualified packs and you'll receive the fourth absolutely free. Let's say you order three of their one-week responder kits. You'll get the fourth week free. That's a $75 savings on a one-month supply. Are you kidding me? For the cost of one greasy fast food supersized combo lunch, you can eat three hearty, delicious meals. And this offer is good for any of their quick fix supplies. This offer ends on June 22nd. eFoods Direct is prepared for these troubled times and will ship your order within 48 hours. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Your order deadline is June 22nd to buy three and get one free. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get more food for your money at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Got a lot of news on the economy. Also, the Republican debate a few nights ago, coming up after our first guest joins us for one segment. There's a big report at the Daily Poll. We've also got this linked up on Infowars.com. Video of it actually happening. CNN Disinfo refuses to use their own poll and scores of other scientific polls that showed Ron Paul winning at 79% and higher. And they used some private fake poll they did with 54 respondents to show Ron Paul with zero votes. And that's what they put out on the news, but only in the fine print did it show that it was only 54 votes. Romney with 51%, Bachman with 21, Pawlenty with 9, Gingrich with 7, Kane, Herman Cain with 4, Santorum with 4, Paul with 0. So on national news, they're saying, oh, Ron Paul, 0, not telling you it was some internet poll they posted where nobody could see it, and that their own real poll, 79% voted. So that's how they do sleight of hand. That needs to be investigated. I tell you, they are so incredibly disingenuous, and there's video of it. There's screenshots of it, and then there's screenshots and video of all the other polls, CNBC, Fox, you name it. And CNBC did the same thing. They showed 54 votes with Romney with 51. In fact, it was a CNBC poll that CNN used, some internet poll that I guess no one even was able to see. I mean, we put a poll up on InfoWars, and it gets 5,000-6,000 in a day. But the CNBC poll had 54 votes, and that's what CNN used, to be specific, showing Ron Paul with 0. When their own CNN poll, that we have video of in a screenshot, showed him winning by 79. That is how desperate the system is starting to get right now. The headline, video, CNN, disinfo, refuses to use own poll, Ron Paul win at 79%, reports 0. I mean, whether you like Ron Paul or not, I happen to love him. This is the deception we're talking about. This is what the mainstream media does, and that's why the mainstream media more and more is not the mainstream media. In fact, it's a paper tiger. The top shows on MSNBC might have 1 million. Most of their shows have 300,000, 400,000. That's a joke, ladies and gentlemen. Mainline talk radio in big cities like New York or L.A., the top radio shows that are only on in those cities can have upwards of 500,000 listeners conservatively in an hour. And they're a couple $100, $300, $400 for a one-minute ad. And then meanwhile, the same one-minute ad on MSNBC is 10, 15, 20,000. Again, it's all a fraud. It's a scam. It's a total and complete joke. All right, I'm starting to rant on that issue instead of finishing up with the whole TSA situation. You know, at the end of that report that we just played, it has a few clips from a TSA video press release about 6 months ago admitting that they're going to be at malls and shopping centers and grocery stores and that they are at bus stations and train stations. You just pull up at the bus station in New Jersey or Texas or Florida. It's happened everywhere, California. And the TSA leads you and your family into a room and does the groping there. And now they're running this three-state exercise. They've run four-state exercises before where they're setting up checkpoints and have aircraft out surveilling people. They're calling it a drill, but during these drills in the past, they actually search people. So there's the report. TSA security exercise covers three states, 5,000 miles, centering in around Kentucky, West Virginia, and one other state that's being reported on by multiple newspapers, and we have links to it. Continuing along that line of news, I have a report here out of CNS News. If you're hearing this for the first time, this is not only in CNS News. In fact, it's not just the head of the union calling for it. This is what Homeland Security has said they're going to do. First select, but then all Postal Service vehicles are going to have NSA snooping masked on them, similar to what Google got caught and criminally charged with in Europe last year with their own little Google cars. With, by the way, Google is really NSA CIA. That's come out. Google was founded with NSA / CIA Incutel money. Don't believe me. Just type in Google founded with CIA money and you'll get Associated Press telling you how great it is. Union wants mailmen to thwart terror attacks, CNS News. And CNS News has a clip courtesy CNN with the head of their union for the biggest group of federal workers out there, biggest one single group, that they're going to be secret agents spying on you and driving around with the mast that pick things up. And, of course, they push in these reports, oh, it's to pick up chemical or biological traces, but, oh, also to be picking up digital data. So driving around just vacuum cleaning up everything that they might be missing when your communications run over the big telecoms where the NSA is admittedly firmly ensconced. And it's come out all over the country that one of the main groups is cable guys. When they're in your house, they're spying on you. But the cable box itself is spying on you. I mean, where does it end? It's beyond 1984. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach, who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
You've heard Alex Jones talk about eFoods Direct and their highly nutritious long-term storable food. Believe me, it tastes great. Order any three of their qualified packs and you'll receive the fourth absolutely free. Let's say you order three of their one-week responder kits. You'll get the fourth week free. That's a $75 savings on a one-month supply. Are you kidding me? For the cost of one greasy fast food supersized combo lunch, you can eat three hearty, delicious meals. And this offer is good for any of their quick fix supplies. This offer ends on June 22nd. eFoods Direct is prepared for these troubled times and will ship your order within 48 hours. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Your order deadline is June 22nd to buy three and get one free. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get more food for your money at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhimbe and Super Fem Plex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps, summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Thank you for joining us, my friends. Now 33 minutes into the first hour of worldwide broadcast. At the end of this segment, I'm going to open the phones up on the TSA domestic security takeover, on what's happening in the economy, the latest on Wiener being caught lying even more. Any issue you wish to raise or bring up here on air, the toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. We have a lot of geopolitical news we're also going to be covering. Ahmadinejad, the leader of Iran, joins China-Russian leaders at a summit, there's a lot of big developments with Pakistan now getting closer to China. China coming out and telling the United States to not land their ships in Vietnam. Vietnam trying to cozy up to the United States now, and a lot of saber rattling. The Financial Times of London is reporting between the United States and China over Vietnam. Like World War One, the Japanese were on our side, and then in World War Two, they were against us. Stuff flip-flops. So a lot of realignments happening globally, and we have joining us from Pakistan, retired Pakistani three-star general, known for heading the inner services intelligence and leading the and directing the war out of Pakistan in Afghanistan against the Soviet occupation that came after their invasion. and also serving and advising Benazir Bhutto and other prime ministers, General Hamid Ghul, generalhamidghul.com is the website. And of course, you see him on CNN, Fox. You see him all over BBC globally. I wanted to get him on today to talk about the deteriorating relationship between Pakistan and the United States that he predicted here last year and earlier this year, and to talk about the CNN report, CIA safe house owner in Bin Laden raid arrested, headline CIA assets arrested, the Wall Street Journal reports inside Pakistan, the Pentagon now saying on a scale of 1 to 10, the relationship has deteriorated from a 7 to a 3. With Pakistan, more drone strikes killing more people. Months after Pakistan ordered the drones out, Yemen has ordered them out, bombing intensifying. This violates international law, but it's a huge escalation. General Ghul, a lot has happened. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Alex. I'm available to you anytime you want me.
Well, thank you. General Ghul, what's most important in all the big developments that are unfolding? Am I accurate in saying that tensions are escalating in a frightening way?
Yes, indeed, they are. And at a very critical time when America is about to start withdrawing troops from Afghanistan. And Pakistan is the only relief zone they have. And I don't know why they were hell-bent on destabilizing Pakistan. It can't be in America's interest. Then whose interest is it serving? I think the fears of Israel and the ambitions of India, these are not driving the American policies, unfortunately. And I think this is going to hurt the American people in the long term. So I, in order to satisfy other nations, other who have always been like parasites, they have been feeding on the American goodwill, these countries' interests must not override the American public interest, American national interest. But unfortunately, this is exactly what is happening right now. And as far as the relationship between CIA and the ISI are concerned, they are pivotal to any kind of safe exit for America out of this region. And whatever influence America wishes to retain, because it is going to create a lot of problem. And I think the important thing is that even a man like Henry Kissinger came out very strongly that please do not encircle Pakistan, do not destabilize Pakistan, because the more you do that, the more America will distance itself from Pakistan, and Pakistan will get closer to China, and it will indirectly get closer to Russia as well.
Well, General Ghul, for new listeners who don't understand the geopolitical makeup, the United States is beginning a supposed build down, as they call it, in Orwellian terms, from Afghanistan. But even the Pentagon yesterday said that their whole strategy is, quote, you know, shifting towards Pakistan, towards the east, towards your border, and the drone attacks are intensifying. And now we've seen these arrests inside Pakistan. What is the information you're getting, the intelligence you're getting with your connections in the Pakistani army and intelligence? What are these arrests of supposed CIA moles who were involved getting intelligence on the Bin Laden reported raid?
It's not only that, Alex. I think the whole lot of picture has to be understood in its broader perspective. I think right from the beginning, and I was one, I think in one of your shows I had said this also, that 9/11 was merely a pretext. It was an inside job, and it was a pretext to go globally for capturing the territories for the strategic concept of the American generals, you know, the harebrained, although it may be. But that was one objective. The other was to create space for the corporate America. Third was to contain China, and the other was that the immediate excuse was that they have to demolish the Taliban regime in Afghanistan. Today, a report has been published, and the main reason was women's rights. Today, a United Nations report has been published, and amazingly, it says that Afghanistan leads the list in the entire world, including Congo, etc. It is where the women's rights are being trampled upon. That means it has not had any effect whatsoever. As far as Al-Qaeda is concerned, Taliban had distanced themselves from Al-Qaeda a long time back. So what was the objective really? It was not Afghanistan. I think a lot of people here, including me, we thought that Pakistan was the target because Pakistan is nuclear. Pakistan has a very large army, very good army. Pakistan is self-sufficient in food. It's not like North Korea. It is not like Iran. So Pakistan can stand on its feet and Pakistan has China at its back. And they were to, this entire adventure was to support the Indian hegemony over the region eventually, which is not working because the Americans' lives have been lost in these two wars. More than 6,000 Americans have been lost and I think four times as many have been injured and a lot of them have become psychological casualties, which is incalculable because no figures have been put out.
We're speaking with General Hamid Ghul. Specifically, though, from the last time we talked to you a little over a month ago, has the situation gotten better or is it deteriorating on a faster pace? And you say you can't figure out what these national interests for the U.S. is. You say there's an interest for Israel or India. What interest do those countries have in destabilizing the region?
Well, I don't know. India really wants to reach out to Central Asia, and they have got to sort of get goodwill of Pakistan for that, because Afghanistan is landlocked. Central Asia is landlocked, and you can reach only through Pakistan. So instead of bashing Pakistan the way it is being bashed, it is important that you settle the Kashmir dispute, which is a bone of discord in relationship between India and Pakistan over the past 63 years. And all the Kashmiris are wanting is a right of vote, which is at the pinnacle of the edifice of democracy. So why don't the Americans and Indians, who claim so much that they are beholden to democracy, why don't they give them this right of vote? This is one issue which needs to be settled. As far as Israel is concerned, because it is an artificial state, and they fear that they have a short shelf life. This is very unfortunate, though it is not so. But this is what they believe. It is because their own religious prediction in the past, in the scriptures, they say a few things and it invokes fears in them. And they think as long as Pakistan is nuclear capable, one day Israel may taste the wrath of Pakistan or the Muslim world. But you see, here is a point that you have to understand. Netanyahu was made a very good offer by President Obama that let's go back to 1967 borders. And it was not an easy thing to be accepted by the Palestinians. But still, I think it was a reasonable formula, very, very wise suggestion. But the way Netanyahu turned it down, and he insulted the President of America in a way. But when he was received in the Congress, there was such an ovation on every word that he said. They would jump up, the congressmen, men and women, and it was a puppet show. It appeared like that. He was a puppeteer, and there were puppets in front of him who were coming up and down. I mean, if a small state like Israel was to steer the policies of America, and its destiny indeed, because that is where the destiny lies. So I can only lament the policymakers in America.
Well, General Ghul, looking at India's reasons, I mean, you're saying they want to expand in the region. Why not just engage in business and trade? I guess they're still angry about the whole Kashmir war. But now going back a few weeks ago, to the attacks on the Pakistani military bases by supposed militants. We have the CIA agent arrested a few months ago, reportedly trying to give chemical, biological, radiologicals to, quote, Taliban as a way to frame the government as leaking these materials. I mean, specifically, the Pakistani news is starting to report that Western intelligence is trying to foment Al-Qaeda-type activities to then connect it to the Pakistani government. What can you say to that? What can you say to major newspapers with no evidence that claim that you might really be the leader of Al-Qaeda. I mean, I know you've seen those quotes. What do you make of those statements?
Diabolical nonsense. They are trying to find scapegoats because they failed so miserably. The American generals and the American, the Western intelligence services, they have failed their own people more than anyone else. So they are trying to find the scapegoat. They will come out with the evidence. I am here available. I have said that, okay, I am prepared to travel to America. In fact, I applied for renewal of my visa on 6th of May 2001, before the 9/11 happened. And they said that we'll let you know in 3 weeks' time. I have a written letter from the U.S. Embassy here. And those 3 weeks have not expired so far. Similarly, U.K. banned my entry in 2000, and I wrote to them, look, if I am wanted by you, if I am a security hazard for you, why don't you haul me up? Why don't you interrogate me? Why don't you send your own undercover officers to come and talk to me? If you have any doubts, any questions, why don't you talk to me?
In fact, you said earlier in the year here that you're ready to get on a plane and come and testify before Congress right now. So if you are...
Exactly. I am prepared to do that, but they will not have because they don't want to listen to the truth. They know that I will speak in their idiom. I have worked with them. I worked with the CIA. We do a very good job. I have lots of friends. I hold nothing against the American people. In fact, I pity them because they are so gullible. They are so innocent. They are very easily taken for a ride. And then latest, Alex, what has happened is that my grandson, the son of my daughter, he won the Fulbright scholarship in his own right. He stood first in Pakistan, and he received a letter of congratulation from a person no less than President Obama himself. But when he applied for visa, not only the Homeland Security denied him the visa, but they asked the people who were concerned with the Fulbright scholarship to cancel his scholarship. What problems? I just don't understand. I think they are being very unreasonable. And this is how they make people who are their legitimate friends, they turn them into hostile entities against them.
Certainly. So you have family that has these, you know, prestigious scholarships, and our government or Homeland Security that's seizing control of the states is saying, hey, you know, don't even let them have that scholarship. When you were a guy in the 80s and early 90s, they talked about how great you were in our news. And just because you're against these wars, you're against these drone attacks on your country, you're a bad guy. Yemen, that's been the supposed ally of the U.S., has stopped the drone attacks. You're stirring up the country, and they say, we're not going to stop. I mean, how can the people running this government just randomly have drones flying around killing whoever they want? I mean,
exactly. More than 2,500 people have been killed in drone attacks, and it has invoked the revenge sentiment in the tribesmen, and they have really given a blood bath to citizens and bazaars of Pakistan. No less than 35,000 people have been killed in this. 5,000 Pakistani soldiers have lost their lives in America's this futile war, which is not going to bring any result. America is spending in Afghanistan today $113 billion. Can you believe it? It is nearly $2 billion a week. So this is a lot of money. And
that's why they want to keep the war going. People say, what's the point of the war? It's about the war profiteering, the opium, controlling who can build gas pipelines and oil pipelines through the region. It's for multinational corporations. It's bankrupting America. We pay for it. We get nothing out of it. And the good news is the head of the Speaker of the House, Boehner, has come out and given Obama until Friday to specifically say what's really going on in Libya. And I've got some intel that U.S. troops are preparing from Fort Hood to deploy in the next month Libya. So this is appearing to become more than just a regional war, but a wider war. General Gould, in closing, go ahead.
This is insanity, Alex. I tell you, please, people of America, a lot of them, I know millions of people are listening to you now. Please tell them. This is bad. We are your friend. We have stuck to your heel over so many years. We have been through the era of Cold War. We brought down the Soviet Red Menace, as it used to be called, from John on Pastor Dulles till today, Pakistan has paid a huge price, but America has every time betrayed us. Now look at this case of Raymond Davis and a parallel spy network they set up. It is a treason for a Pakistani, and in any country the law is that it is a treason to be spying for somebody else. But here are Pakistanis who have been hauled up, and now Americans, according to the UN, the New York Times report, they're very disturbed about it. Why should they be disturbed? If it happens in America, what would be their response? Why are they being so unfair and unjust to a country which has been a long-term ally and whom you need? The American people need this country. I can assure you, you need our support. I am a strategist and I understand all these things. And I'm a friend of America. I'm not the enemy. I'm critical of their policies, as many of you are within America. So there's nothing wrong. But the way they give me, I've just told you how...
Well, General Gould, hold on. Let's finish up briefly after the break. I want you to finish this key thought on the other side. Then we'll go to your phone calls and a lot of other news. Stay with us.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you, Himbe, and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps, summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a Fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
What if a natural or man-made disaster forced you to flee your house in a moment's notice? Are you prepared to grab and go? You will be with My Evac Pack, the ultimate survival kit for emergency evacuations, and we mean ultimate. My Evac Pack is an easy-to-carry bag packed with 44 essential food servings and dozens of indispensable get-out-of-town supplies. My Evac Pack comes in two sizes, a backpack or a rolling duffel bag. Both are packed with great-tasting, nutritionally dense, long-shelf-life food, plus all kinds of tools and supplies to help you and your family survive just about any kind of survival situation. See the new video and all you get in My Evac Pack at MyEvacPack.com. Spelled MyEvacPack.com. MyEvacPack.com. Or call 877-327-0365. That's 1-877-327-0365. Get My Evac Pack today because you can't predict when or where an emergency will strike.
It's not General Hamid Ghul saying this. It's the Financial Times of London today. The global order fractures as America power declines. We've been manipulated by these offshore megabanks to build their world government but then be politically destroyed. We have the head of the Speaker of the House, the head of the House, giving Obama until Friday deadline on Libya. And now breaking, lawmakers sue Obama over Libya. A bipartisan group of House members announced today that it's filing a lawsuit charging that Obama made an illegal in-run around Congress. He said, I did it under UN authority and didn't even consult Congress. Again, This is against America's interest to go in and make an enemy of Pakistan when they told us months ago, get your drones out. And it continues. They want to set up a war with Pakistan, who's got nuclear weapons, and China has said they'll come in. This is not in our interest to trigger World War III, but these globalists are going to sit it out in Europe while this happens. Who got most of the bailout money? European private families. They hate America, and they're going to use the war to do it. General Gould, do you agree with that strategic basic statement I just made?
Yes, absolutely, 100%. A little more. I think this will be a disgrace if America were to be defeated at the hands of Taliban. Can you imagine that these nameless, faceless people, individual bands, groups, they are non-state actors, they are going to defeat America? I think it has to be negotiated. You have to accept that you made a mistake. You came at a wrong time in a wrong place against the wrong people. They were not Al-Qaeda. They were not against America.
And Pakistan's trying to give us an exit, so declare victory 10 years later and leave.
Yeah, they have no, because they have found an excuse in Abbottabad raid. It was a fake, but it doesn't matter. We'll accept this. Okay, that is your victory. You have achieved your targets. Go out for heaven's sake. Leave us alone and attend to your own domestic problems. Obama should now appear like a president of peace rather than another president of war that America is unfortunately suffering.
Now, General, you just alluded to the bin Laden raid, and I said you weren't sure early on. You've now researched it. What is your view on the bin Laden raid? Real, bona fide?
I believe that his wife and children were living there, and he wasn't there. He had died a long time back. But there was an understanding between our intelligence and Pakistan intelligence and the American intelligence that we will, at an appropriate time, in order to declare victory and to build a pretext for withdrawing from Afghanistan, we will carry out an operation. But towards the end, Leon Panetta decided to take the credit for himself, all by himself. And I think this man is very dangerous. You've got to be careful. This man is a disaster. The outgoing defense secretary, Robert Gates, was more sensible. He was more mature. But this man wants to take credit. And on the other hand, the new CIA chief, David Petraeus, has got agenda of his own. It is his private agenda, which he's pursuing. So you have to be very careful how things move
sure.
in the future.
Sure. General Gould, in closing, you have intel sources or just from talking to other sources, you're saying now that it was fake, Pakistani intelligence went along with the fraud as a pretext to give the U.S. a fake victory and an exit strategy.
Yes, this is not there. Everyone knows it. And I'm a little more informed than the others. But this is what the real story is. And I think a lot of people across the world don't believe what the Americans are saying. If you were to believe President Obama, you would listen to his first statement, which said that the troops were resisted there, the Navy SEALs were resisted. But second statement that he was unarmed. He was killed, if at all, you have to question, in front of his wives and children. And he was unarmed. He was putting up no resistance.
If he's bin Laden, you want him?
Murder. It is not a murder. And who is guilty to have ordered that murder?
All right, General Gould. Let me say bye to you during the break. Thank you so much for spending so much time with us. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.